Today, Ohio Governor John Kasich wraps up a three-day campaign swing through New Hampshire. Kasich is the 16th Republican to join the race for the White House. As NHPR's Jack Rodolico reports, Kasich is running on his practical record of working across the aisle and a personal history that roots him firmly in the middle class.
While he's working a crowd, there's one thing John Kasich really likes to do.
So let me tell you a little story. I tell you a funny story. I'm going to tell you a story. I could tell you a lot of stories.
On the campaign trail this week, Kasich did just that. His stump speech is essentially his life story. Kasich's parents were Reagan Democrats in rural Pennsylvania. His father's collar was literally blue. He was a mail carrier. When Kasich went to college in Ohio, he sort of backed into the opportunity of a lifetime. He asked for a meeting with the president of the university, who wound up hand-delivering a letter from Kasich to President Richard Nixon. A few weeks later, Kasich stood outside the Oval Office, where he was told he'd have 5 minutes with the president.
Let me tell you what I'm thinking. New jacket, new shirt, new tie, new pants. I didn't come all this way for 5 lousy minutes. I ain't coming out. So just deal with it. So they open up the door, and I spend 20 minutes alone with the most powerful man in the world at the age of 18 as a first quarter freshman.
From there, Kasich ran for state senate, then Congress, where he was chair of the House Budget Committee when Newt Gingrich and Bill Clinton brokered a balanced budget. He later worked for Lehman Brothers, then was elected governor of Ohio in the midst of the Great Recession. He won re-election after balancing the budget there, too. In campaign stops in Nashua and Portsmouth over the last 2 days, Kasich easily veered off script, mostly to warm responses from crowds. At times, even he himself seems a little surprised by what's coming out of his mouth, like this moment.
And by the way, if you are a Martian, here's one for you. And fearless leader says, go take a picture of America. Guess where you'd go? You'd fly over Ohio. Because Ohio is a microcosm of America.
Kasich is one of 8 Republican governors, or former governors, running for president this year, though the only one who's outspoken about his decision to expand Medicaid under Obamacare. Kasich doesn't support the rest of the federal health law. He says creating jobs is a moral obligation. He favors tightening the Pentagon's belt without compromising national security. And he's vocal about government's responsibility to fund services for people with disabilities, mental illness, and addiction. Dennis and Dorothy Murphy of Nashua like Kasich, and they say they'll support a governor in the race for president because they're used to being held accountable by their states.
Walker and Jindal are the kinds of people that we need.
I think Kasich is so well-rounded, you know, from his time in Congress, and we served on all those committees, and then went into the private sector, which is a good thing, and worked. He's the one that, as far as I can see right now, he's got my vote.
On many points of policy, Kasich does stand out in the crowded field of GOP contenders. The question is, are enough people listening? Bridget Cunanan didn't know much about Kasich before seeing him speak in Nashua, and she liked him. But
if you're of substance, then your calm waters run deep, and that's not what they want. They want the flash.
Who's the they?
The people that are being polled, the people that are going to... that are polling for Trump. I can't believe he's leading the polls. Ah!
Kasich entered the race late, only 17 days before the first Fox News debate on August 6th. If he doesn't poll among the top 10 candidates, which he isn't right now, he won't be on that stage, which will make it harder for him to raise his profile. That could be particularly embarrassing considering that debate will be in Ohio. Kasich didn't spend much time acknowledging the odds against him to reporters in Portsmouth on Wednesday.
You know, in life, sometimes it's about trying. And am I confident that I could win? Yeah, I mean, if I wasn't confident, I wouldn't be running. And, you know, I'm also governor of Ohio. And I have a record that's unique among everybody. So we'll see what happens.
New Hampshire voters will have a chance to see that themselves. Kasich says the state is critical to his path to the GOP nomination and plans to campaign here a lot. For NHPR News, I'm Jack Rodolico.